Welcome back to episode 94 of the Shy Sports Weekly Podcast. Fourth take right now. Boys, how are we doing?
Hi. Talk to me. Let's hear it.
I don't even want to do it, dude.
The boys are going through some technical difficulties, but I think we got it figured out.
This guy gets married, all of a sudden he can't produce a podcast.
Dude, I don't know what the fuck's going on. Something's in the water over here.
We've talked about Ty getting married at least 5 times now. Not to have no enthusiasm about it for the people actually listening now, but yeah.
I mean, you did reference a Lofty Magoo earlier that I would be I'd be remiss if I didn't bring up. So do you want to share that with the people, a Lofty Magoo?
Well, why'd you ask me?
How's it feel jacking off with a ring on your finger?
Says it feels weird with the old Lofty Magoo just to feel a little something, but it's all right.
There he is. Are you trying to grow a little mustache there?
Trying to? What do you mean? It's fucking full-fledged stash, dude.
He shows us his eyes.
Did you just leave the stash on purpose?
He goes, oh, dude, it's a full mustache.
Yeah.
He just zooms the camera in on his eyes.
You can't grow a mustache when you're married. You got to wait till you have a kid. That's when you start to get mustache powers.
I wouldn't even call this a mustache per se myself. But we did it for the golf trip, so I partook.
Everyone had a mustache?
Yeah.
Except for Psalm.
Except for me.
Doesn't your dad have a mean mustache?
It's all he's got. It's all he's ever had.
It's all he's got.
In life. Period.
Oh, that was too quick. That's all he's got. Well, talk to us. How was the honeymoon? How was the wedding? Give us the... What's it been? 3 weeks since then? 2 weeks since then?
I gotta say, you gave you're very well spoken at your wedding.
Thank you. It's
did you practice?
No, I did not. I wrote my vows the day before, and I did not practice once.
You didn't practice at all?
No.
The thank yous, the shout outs, I was impressed.
Off the cuff, didn't even think about it.
I was like, he's never sounded this good on the pod.
I thought you were gonna kick off your vows with babes, babers, babes, my dudes.
My dudes. Yeah, honeymoon was good. Tell you what, the sun in St. Lucia is strong.
Pretty hot, huh?
Fucked my world up big time. Had to wear a shirt around all week because I got sunburned day one, dude.
For a white guy like you, the whitest guy I know.
Yeah. No, were you a guy wearing like a shirt in the pool?
Yep.
Oh no.
Yeah, I didn't have a choice, dude. It was that or literally die.
Bucket hat?
All sorts of hats, dude.
Or like a big straw hat, the orange hat.
Big straw
bucket hat or the Bucky's hat.
What was your favorite part about the honeymoon? That's what I want to know.
It's in the Caribbean. We snorkeled, which was pretty cool. That was my first time doing that. So
did you golf?
No. No. I did not. It was a ripoff. Free golf, but you got to pay $50 for a cart and $75 for clubs and tip a caddy. So, you know.
So not free at all. So
it's the same thing as paying for an entire round of golf at a really nice place.
Yeah. So, and a 40-minute bus ride. So, you know.
Can't say I blame you there.
Jesus Christ. No shot would I have done that.
No, but I'll tell you what. I drank my fair share of pina coladas while I was there.
You ripped them off on that.
Oh yeah, they got fucking torched on that.
You just look like a pina colada with a mustache right now.
And my shits look like the strawberry daiquiris, dude.
I mean, so how long were you in St. Lucia for?
A week. 10 days. Tuesday. And then I came back and Thursday I went to my golf trip.
And you were there until Sunday?
Until last night at 7 p.m.
I'm sure that was quite the change of pace. Going from a honeymoon with your wife to a golf trip with a bunch of guys with mustaches.
Bunch of dudes who look like we're not allowed within 10 feet of schools. Yeah.
Yeah. Some actually probably aren't.
most I'd say.
How'd you play?
Huh?
How'd you play?
Like dog shit. It was fantastic.
How'd you drink?
Not much, actually.
Really?
No.
Why is that?
You just couldn't.
Literally couldn't. Didn't feel it.
On your honeymoon, did you drink every day?
Oh, yeah.
Like, were you drunk for like a week straight?
No, I didn't catch a buzz once, I don't think. They must water down their alcohol or something.
That's confusing. Drank every day, didn't catch a buzz once.
I don't know what it is. Their beers are like 8-ounce beers. They don't serve bigger beers. So it's like, you really got to guzzle them. The pina coladas are big. So it's like, you know.
Would you recommend it for a honeymoon?
Yeah. It was great. Wear sunscreen, dude.
That'd be your tip to anyone?
Yeah.
Going on a honeymoon, wherever you go, just wear sunscreen.
Did you guys meet any other couples? Was it like what's the movie?
Yeah, no,
Couples Retreat.
Yeah.
No. Not, but I mean, we talked to some people, but I was not trying to fucking make friends by any stretch. I'm trying to lay there and leave me alone, dude. I'm trying to take naps on the beach.
I know Becca did post a few stories of you, and it just looked like you were sleeping every time she posted up.
Take naps on the beach and hide from the sun, apparently.
Did the Charlie Sheen shirt make an appearance?
Oh, did it ever?
That's the only shirt you brought.
Of course.
Wore it to dinner, wore it to the pool.
Yeah. Wore it to bed.
Wore it in the pool.
Wore it in the pool. Oh, man. Well, let's go. I want to go back to the wedding real quick. Like, just guess your overall thoughts, like, full day, were you, like, nervous beforehand? Was there any, I don't want to say relief, but just like, just us, more so like you're just glad it's over with afterwards.
Definitely glad it's done and over with.
Clearly, Kyle wants to get his over with.
But I don't remember.
I'm kind of taking notes right now.
I don't remember anything from that day. It literally, when they say it goes by so fast, I literally don't remember a thing.
You don't remember dapping Max up as you walked back down the aisle?
Then he remembers.
Now
I remember.
Somebody was like, what was your favorite part about the wedding? I'm like, I don't even remember any of it.
Were you fucked up at the end of the night?
My favorite part was when while the DJ's doing his thing, like right in the middle of all that, you just like rolled onto the dance floor like this.
I did?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like, you're a con.
Head just bobbing around.
Yeah, I don't even remember.
Like, were you that fucked up, or were you just like, you're just in the moment?
No, it's just like so much like trying to keep up with the day that it's like.
Yeah, you don't have time. I mean, you can't.
A lot of stimulation.
Everybody's coming up to talk to you and everything.
Yeah.
What, from your vantage point, if you can remember, who do you think was the most fucked up? Who won that award?
That's a good question.
Because I got a guy. I don't know his name, but I know a guy.
Oh,
I have a two piece, actually two of them.
My cousin was pretty fucked up.
Who? I think I know which one Kyle's going to say.
Not your cousin. I don't know if I met your cousin. I'm sure he was plastered though.
Yes.
Is his last name Psalm?
No.
He can't be in the running. Dan Loris and, I don't know the guy, the Max's guy, Max, this guy was 20, was attached to Max at the hip.
Trinette's boyfriend.
Will.
Yeah. He was having a time.
On mutton during appetizers.
Oh my god. Outrageous. He did. He had the buffet smeared all over him.
Yeah, he did. And he was enjoying himself. He was living. No, it was great.
I had to leave like relatively early for my standards because I was getting up at 4 the next day for that golf outing. But he by the time I left it was like 10:30 or 10:45, and yeah, buttons were all gone.
The buttons were optional, let's just say that. Yeah, they were very much optional. No, I'm glad everything, like the next day, what did you even do the day after your wedding? Did you guys have like a reception or anything?
Her parents had people over, just like a day after thing.
Yeah.
Nice, that's fun.
Went home and packed and left Tuesday for St. Lucia.
Did you have to go to work on that Monday?
Yep. And I worked the Wednesday between the golf trip and getting back.
So you worked, well, you've worked like 2 days in the past, or 3 days now in the past 3 weeks.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. It's cool that you're able to get all that time off.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I like never take vacation, so I had quite a bit saved.
Yeah. Did you bring it to Becca's dad that you're actually a Steelers fan, not a Colts fan?
Yeah, he's well aware.
I wanted to ask, while you're away, did you see those Colts, the new jerseys they unveiled?
Pretty pretty mediocre.
Pretty mid.
Pretty mid.
They're the middest mid. They look like I'm trying to think, like the Duke Blue Devils.
Yeah.
Like if Duke wore a retro jersey, it'd be like, oh, this might be cool. That's exactly what they look like.
Yes.
Not exactly a fan of them.
Ugly.
However, have you seen, I think the Seahawks are bringing back their 80s or 90s uniforms. The Tennessee Titans are doing a Houston Oilers throwback.
Seahawks unis look pretty cool.
Why is it now that all of these 90s uniforms, if you think across basketball, football, like the Pistons are brought back, like the horse at the engine, the Rockets are wearing their pinstripes, the Grizzlies. I mean, why is it cyclical right now?
It's easy. It's easy and it's trendy. Yeah. If you can make a buck off that, why not just bring back a recycled jersey?
Oh, 100%. It's like crazy. Are we in 20 years going to be doing throwbacks to like.
So the color rush
today? Yeah, it's a color rush. Like, damn, this is sick.
Yeah, probably.
You guys never saw Chiefs Rams on Monday Night Football.
It'll fool me, honestly. Mustard. I'll be bought into it.
100%. And I think the Jets got new jerseys. That's the last name I was thinking of. I just couldn't remember. Now I remember.
Should we do 94s?
Yeah.
All right. Let's start with all three of us since we were born in 1994.
Damn, that was sick. I didn't even think of that. Not once.
Huge brain.
Keith Trailer.
Are you sure he was 94?
No.
I think he was like 99.
He was 94. Fuck yeah.
Okay. Love that. Yeah.
Holy shit. Dude, Keith Trailer. Just Google him and look at how his helmet fits on his head.
He had the cage face mask too, which is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a big boy. He's a bad boy. Dirty little birdie, Keith.
I'll keep going in order. How about Brendan the Iron Badejo?
Special teams specialist.
I think he was a pro bowler for special teams.
Yeah, he had to have been. There's no way he wasn't. There's no, like 94 for the Hawks. I don't know. I'm not even.
Corey Perry.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Oh,
Leonard Floyd.
Leonard Floyd's a good one. Robert Quinn.
There's a lot of names on this list that I have absolutely no idea who they are for the Bears.
Like Chauncey Davis, Nick Reed.
Never. Cornelius Washington. That's a sick name.
Yeah, it is.
If somebody said, hey, my name's Cornelius Washington, you'd be like, yeah, dude, you go to like an Ivy League school.
Be like, you will be a president. Or yeah, you were a president in 1842.
You're going to be my boss very soon. You're everybody's boss.
Actually, right now, shake my hand. You're my boss.
Take it.
There's one Cubs player that wore number 94.
Taylor Gushue.
Felix Heredia.
Fuck. What years?
2001, which is funny because like, I feel like it's not out of the question that you would have known that.
Yeah, I mean, is he a pitcher?
Yeah, left-handed pitcher.
He sounds like a left-handed pitcher. Felix Heredia. Let's see what he's got.
He was a reliever.
Damn.
Really not very good at all.
I mean, if you're wearing number 94 as a pitcher, yeah, you probably suck. Like, that's a spring training number. It's like your buddy Jack buying a number 76 Chris Bryant jersey.
That's exactly what that's like.
To a T.
He thought he was smarter than everyone.
I wanted to ask you, are you scoreboard watching yet?
For what?
Like other teams in the...
Like the Brewers?
Yeah, like the Brewers, Reds right now, the Phillies. I'm actually watching... I don't have any money on this Orioles-Phillies game. I'm just watching it because I want the Phillies to lose because the Cubs would be then 4.5.
I wasn't, but I mean...
At the pace.
Paying attention to it now. Right, it was in the back of my mind earlier today.
At what point do we... Are we in full-fledged? We're scoreboard watching? I mean, they're 5 back of the wild card there.
Especially...
6.5 back in the division.
When they have 6 games coming up against the Cardinals and White Sox.
I mean,
they could very easily be above 500 going to Cincinnati on July 31st.
Cincinnati comes to Wrigley, just FYI.
Well, we're going to go there first and then come back just to get a lay of the land.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Check them out. Let them watch. I cannot believe how bad the Sox are.
I can't either. It's
think of where they were. Think of where they were 2 years ago. I mean, a 91 win season or 90 some win season. They won the Central.
Good young team too.
Yeah, Dylan Cease wasn't even Dylan Cease yet.
Right.
Lance Lynn was solid. Giolito was an absolute stud. I mean, Giolito was pretty good this year, but Eloy was hitting tanks. Tim Anderson was great.
It is pretty tough to think about. Like, I'm so glad I'm a Cubs fan. Even though the Cubs haven't had great or anything that's totally worth watching over the past few years, but it's better than what the Sox are doing right now.
I don't know. Right now, it is – I know there's not – that they wouldn't be in the playoffs if it started today, but it's just great to even look at the standings and be like, all right, here we go. We need this team to lose. Right. I watched the Tigers and Giants earlier because I was like, damn, we need the Tigers to beat them.
It makes it even sweeter that – like, you have six games against the Cardinals and White Sox, and you're like, yeah, these two teams are just punching bags. Like,
yeah, until they're not.
Worst case, we should win four games and out of six here.
Yeah, they need – at bare minimum, they need to win four or six.
Or is it seven? Because they have two with the Sox. No, yeah, they have two with the Sox and four with the Cardinals, right?
Yeah, they need to go 4-2 on the trip, at least 4-2.
Yeah, I agree.
How much weight do you put into run differential? I feel like you hear it all the time on TV and analysts and on Twitter and everything that the Cubs have the best run differential in the Central.
Not that much.
They're the only team that has actually a positive run differential.
It just tells me they're not winning close games.
Right? Like, it's – I mean,
it would kind of be a red flag if they had a good record and, like, a negative run differential.
All right. So, I mean, you're – actually proving my point, because you're saying that the Brewers and the Reds, who are both, you know, if they're 9 and 10 games over 500 respectively, both have negative run differentials.
Yeah.
So you're saying that's a red flag.
I think so.
Where the Cubs are three games under and they have a run differential of plus 41. So their Pythagorean record is 54-45, where the Reds and Brewers should be under 500.
Interesting. That's very interesting. I feel like Jed and the boys have to be looking into stuff like that when they're deciding if they should be buyers or sellers at the deadline.
Hell yeah, Phillies lose. We're back. Let's go.
Is it over for sure?
Yeah.
Very nice.
Phillies lost 3-2. Schwarber's almost made an outstanding catch.
So that puts them at less than five games back in the wild card, huh?
I don't know how this works because shut up. Because the Giants and Marlins, I don't know. No, there's still be five back still. But
at this point, I'm still focused on the division. Like, I don't want to have to rely on six different teams from the East and the West to have to lose. You know what I mean? They're still within reach of the division.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. But I'll take any opportunity that I can get to get in the postseason. I'm not going to not scoreboard watch. It's fun.
I agree.
Just another root for without even – like, I had no money on that game, and I was like, damn, let's go. Let's go.
Who are you rooting for in the Cardinals-Reds games? I mean, Brewers-Reds games, whoever's not in first place?
Well, that's a loaded question right now. I have money on the Brewers. So, right now, the Brewers, but I don't – that's a – yeah, I was talking about that with some people I work with today. Who would you root for in there? I don't know. I guess you just hope neither team wins. Just hope it gets rained out. And they're in a dome, so I guess that's not going to happen.
No, you want – I mean, I don't know if you really want to get technical. You look at who has a weaker, the stronger schedule for the last month of the season, 2 months of the season.
I think they have a very identical strength of schedule. The Reds have won five in a row. Damn.
Good team.
Yeah, they're a really good team. But
Cubs are about to rip off 10 in a row. So,
I would do dirty things to have that happen. Dirty things.
What's your, so obviously there's a lot going on with the Cubs. They're playing well at the right time right now, honestly, to make at least a compelling argument to be buyers or stand pat. What do you think they should do?
I think you have to buy. Or I shouldn't even say you have to buy. I think you have to not sell.
I was listening to 670 this morning. In 2003, that Cubs team at the deadline, I think they were like 53-52 or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, they could have been.
And then they bought Aramis Ramirez. They bought Kenny Lofton.
Bought him.
Boom.
Now they're back. Yeah, especially with the added wild cards. 5 games in 2 months isn't...
And we've seen wild card teams win the World Series.
Yeah, you really do just have to get it. It's... You have Steele and Stroman at the top of your rotation. I mean, they have the two of the top five lowest ERAs in the NL, so... I think you have to give yourself every chance possible. Is it crazy to think that, like, say the Cubs go 3-3 here? Like, if they're like, this is obviously the biggest week of the season here.
Right. They're playing
two dog shit teams, but they also need teams in front of them to lose, which right now, as of this taping, I mean, minus the Brewers and Reds because they're playing each other, but the Phillies lost, the Giants lost. Those are only helping the Cubs.
For sure. I mean, if they take care of business against the White Sox and Cardinals, then it's almost setting up for like them to control their destiny with a 4-game series against the Reds.
3-game set against the Reds, but yeah. Maybe it's okay. A 4-game. I don't know. Yeah, it really is, though. Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
That the Cubs could be in, like... See, the thing is, I think the Reds are just...
It's four against the Reds.
Is it four?
Yep.
I really don't want the Cubs to trade Bellinger at all. He's
the one guy that should not be moved. Like, if you want to trade Drew Smyly, fine. If you want to trade Stroman, I could be talked into it, especially after he already said that he would come back in the offseason. But Bellinger is like, you do not want to let him go, in my opinion, with the way he's playing.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean...
At the very least, let the season play out, see how he finishes.
What kind of contract do you think he's going to get in the offseason?
He's going to want, if he keeps this up, he's going to want 5 years.
More than that.
He's going to want like 5 years.
He's going to want like 8 years, 25 per. So is that like 8 years, 200 mil?
Yeah, I think that's best case for him.
I mean, I can see him getting that.
I don't want the Cubs to do that. I do not want another Jason Hayward deal.
It's not my money.
So that's true.
Right now, he's hitting in July, so over 20 games. He's hitting .452, slugging .795. He's got 7 homers, 22 ribbies.
He's the best hitter in the MLB.
Yeah, like right now, he'll be the player of the month for July.
What I don't understand is I looked him up on Baseball Savant today. He's in like the bottom 20% of average exit velocity.
Yeah, he's just focusing on getting the
working good at bats.
Yeah, it's a lot of it is just, I think that's what I was reading is that he's less focused on, you know, trying to
cut down the strikeouts.
Yeah, just putting the ball in play. I mean, the exit velocity, I don't think it's not like he's got low exit velocity. It's just,
I don't know. He's
not getting a lot of infield singles or anything. I mean, he's ripping the ball right now anyways.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we were at the game on Saturday.
Yeah, we were.
That bases loaded, ripped to right field. Couldn't have been more clutch.
No, it was beautiful. It was a thing of beauty.
It was. He worked an awesome at bat. Fired a line drive in between first and second. Drove in 2 runs. I mean.
You can't ask for anything more.
Yeah. Dude's got to just be seeing beach balls up there.
I mean, he had a 2-run homer yesterday.
Yep.
I think you have to. I mean, it's such a recency bias thing. And of course, I'm going to say resign him, but if he plays like this, he's legitimately an MVP.
Yeah.
This past month, he's been playing like an MVP.
Can he keep it up? Can he stay healthy? Those are the questions. I mean, if Jed wants to wait and see how he plays out this season, so be it.
Well, he's not going to sign an extension. He's a Boris guy. Those guys are always, they always go into free agency.
They've done it before, though.
Boris guys?
Altuve. There's someone else and I'm forgetting.
I'm looking at like,
I don't think it's impossible.
It's like, just, this isn't even a fluke by any stretch, but just like overall his last 50 games. So I think he's only played 70 on the year. So about his last 50, getting past the cold April, he's hitting 330.
Yeah.
With 10 home runs. Like,
let's not forget too, like, talk about being buyers or sellers. The Cubs are three games under. What do you think they would have been if they had Bellinger in the middle of the lineup for however long he was missing? Like, that's kind of when they
started slumping.
Started skidding, yeah.
Yeah. Since, I think I saw yesterday, since April, or probably June 9th. So after they got swept in LA and there were 10 games on, they're 22-7 or 22-15, which is like a 96 win pace over 162. So, I mean, they're three under now. Yeah, now check out.
So let's say
they need to get another starting pitcher.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's say they rip off three wins in a row here and you got 5 days or whatever till the deadline. Who are they calling? Who should they be looking for? I'm not saying they need to turn the whole farm upside down, but no, like,
you're not going to go after like
Ohtani.
No, no, not right now. Sign him in free agency.
Or Giolito. Like, what? Like, who's realistic?
I think Lance Lynn.
God. Well, he's so bad.
I mean, would you rather have him on the mound or Drew Smyly?
I don't even know.
Drew Smyly the other day, it was a miracle the Cubs won that game because he tried to do everything in his power.
Well, it's crazy to me how long Ross left him out there. Like, did they just not – was the bullpen wiped? Or what?
It might have been.
I think that was the case.
No.
The only way I want Lance Lynn is if he gets DFA'd. And like they can just have him for free. His ERA is 6.18.
Yeah, I'm looking at that right now. He's big.
I mean, he's got a healthy K9, but
I really don't know who is a pitcher on the market that would be considered a buyer. That the Cubs would be able to acquire. I mean, you have Hayden Wesneski in AAA and his three starts down there.
He's been pitching well, right?
Down. Yeah, he's in the bullpen here, so they sent him down to get him stretched out, and he's got like a 1.64 ERA. I think he's a 44% strikeout percentage, and then like he's walking people at like 4.2%, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, but he's also not a proven commodity.
I think if there's a guy that I could be convinced about selling, it's Stroman.
So wait, now we're talking about if we're going to trade people away.
I just think, well, yeah, I know it's, I switched, flipped the switch there, changed the subject.
Yeah, you did.
I want to be like a passive buyer, but I also think if the right offer comes along for Stroman, I'm fine with popping that one. Does that even make sense? It's contradictory, but
very contrary. I think the only way you trade Stroman is if you get a hell of a return.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, it's something where you're like, we could still win, and we just can't say no to this. This is a hell of a deal for us.
I keep seeing the Cubs being tied to Jeimer Candelario.
Jeimer. Jaina.
Jibber jabber.
Come here, Jaina.
There he is. Forgot Ty was on here.
Former Cub, right? Two.
Former Coug.
Yep.
That's really what we got. He's interesting. I mean, the Cubs aren't getting a ton of production from third base. Mandrigal is going to be, I think he'll be called up tomorrow. 254. Yeah.
He's got 15 good. Home runs, though.
Yeah. I mean, essentially is the same number of home runs as Wisdom.
Not to mention, he's hitting in the Nationals lineup. Like, don't you think coming to the Cubs and getting a little protection would give you some juice?
I'd hope so.
Right?
Right. Like, I mean, yeah, who's he got protecting him there? CJ Abrams, if that.
Dominic Smith.
Yeah. Jeez, the Cubs wanted him at first base this offseason, too, and Dom Smith. Yeah, I don't think he's a bad option. The only thing is I think he's going to be heavily coveted. So I don't think...
Which is funny because it's like that just tells you that the trade market right now is not great.
Well, that's what this this expanded playoff does is it keeps more teams in it. So it's more teams are unwilling to part with prospects, you know?
Right.
Or even trade anyone because you could still be in it literally at any time.
I'm reading that Giolito would be a good addition to the pitching needy Reds. How bad would that suck?
That would suck. That would suck. Like, I'm looking at looking at the wild card. The Padres have been a disaster this year. They're only 5.5 out. Cubs are 5 out. The Mets are 7. And the Mets have been an utter disaster this year. So,
yep.
Cardinals are 9.5. Like, I wouldn't even put it past them to be, like, no. Somehow get – I'm not saying buyers. I'm just saying, like, somehow get back in the race.
Yeah. Obviously, no one would be surprised by that because it's the Cardinals.
I did see CJ Crowd for first base today.
The problem if the Cubs came knocking for Giolito, like, obviously that's going to come at a premium just because they're going to want to fuck the Cubs.
The Cubs aren't going to get Giolito.
No, I don't think so either.
I'd be shocked. What's his contract like?
I think this is his last year. So he'd just be a rental probably.
Oh, he's a free agent after this year?
Yeah.
Oh, no shot would I trade for him.
No, I wouldn't either.
No, not if you're 5 games back. No, you can't do that. It'd be nice to sign in the offseason, though.
So, if you're thinking about buying, though, like, what's your ultimate goal? Like, you're trying to just sneak in the playoffs and make a little noise? Because I just don't see them contending for the World Series with the current staff that they have.
Yeah, it's pretty much just to get in the playoffs and see if any crazy shit happens.
Sell some merch.
Yeah, get a little ticket revenue for the playoffs. Doesn't hurt. I think the playoffs are still the goal. I mean, as crazy as it sounds, like maybe before the Friday game when they just lost and they were, I don't know, 8 back and 7 back in the wild card. And I was like, yeah, maybe where you can look to be sellers, but they won 3 in a row. The teams in front of them have lost. So, yeah, I think the playoffs are a real possibility. But yeah, to answer the question, yes, I think as stupid as it sounds, it's just get in any way possible and let that fucked up shit happen.
I agree with you. I mean, as a fan, how could you not have that attitude?
Yeah, that's has to be. Why would it not be your attitude?
Right.
So that's,
what do you think? My stance. I mean, I'm not familiar enough with, like, names of prospects, but what would it take for you to say, okay, fine, trade Bellinger?
You need to get at a minimum to
top 100 prospects.
Well, the thing would be tough. I mean, I guess it depends on how desperate the team is. I don't think two top 100 prospects, but at least like two top 15 prospects of someone's system.
Yeah.
Which is, I'll say near that, or I'll say a top 30 prospect or a top 15 prospect, a top 30 prospect, and a player who's like major league ready.
I think if he goes anywhere, it's going to be the Yankees.
See, but the Yankees are like in the same spot as the Cubs. They're 4.5 out. Like, their Cubs are 5 out.
I know, but that's what the Yankees do.
They make stupid trades.
Kind of.
The Yankees are in last place in the division. They're 9 out. They actually are only 2 out of the wild card. Never mind.
Yeah.
Damn, that was stupid of me. I was looking at the Angels are 4 out.
It would make sense for them to go after him.
Yeah, but I think if you're the Cubs right now, if you're in striking distance, if you're within 5 games.
I'm with you. I don't know how you can't trade him.
Then
what kind of message does that send to the rest of the team?
Exactly. Dude, we should be the GM. We do it.
GM for a day. That should be a promotion.
Oh, not my money. Here, Cody. Blank check. Sign it.
We would have, who would they have? Who would be on their team? They would have all the best players in the league and 0 minor league players.
We'd have Shohei, Bellinger. We could trade Stroman for Shohei.
Can we get Shane Bieber somehow? Oh, he's on the DL. Never mind.
Yeah, we don't want him. The Guardians are sliding a bit here. And they're only 3.5 out. And it's crazy. How about this? Like, in the AL Central, the Tigers are only 6.5 out and they're 8 under.
Yep. Both Centrals are pretty freaking bad.
Are just poo-poo.
Yep.
That's outrageous. Wow. I love this. This is bringing me back to in my younger days where I would just sit and stare at that standing
scoreboard and watching
and just calculate how the Cubs can make a playoff run.
But then you look at teams like the Rangers or the Astros or the Braves, and you're just like, how can the Cubs possibly beat them in a 7-game series?
Cubs like 2 or 3 from the Rangers got swept by the Astros. I haven't played the Braves yet. Yeah,
baseball, man. It's a funny game.
Baseball's a fucked up sport, dude. My dudes. Baseball's a fucked up sport, my dudes. Ty, did you have a sporkle or anything for us?
No, I didn't.
You just have that mustache?
I just got this sick fucking...
There he is. Not his eyes. That's his nose. Look at that. Max sick is even fucking mustache
on it. On my upper lip, dude.
I was trying to look away.
He's trying to shove his face through the camera there.
I felt it tickling up against my forehead.
That wasn't my nose, dude.
Oh, before we get into the Sporkle, how about Claypool going on to the pup and then being removed 5 minutes later?
Oh, he's not even on it?
Yeah, I think they took him off. I didn't even know you could do that. They put him on and took him off today.
Why did they do that?
I don't know. I didn't read into it. But I'm happy.
Oh, just saw that he was on it.
Yeah,
he's not on.
Not anymore. It was a very short stay. He went on the pup for lunch and then came off for dinner.
This doesn't make any sense. I don't know. Interesting. I'll have to do some research into that. I thought we were going to talk about why he's on the pup. I didn't know he was off.
Yeah. Update for you. He's off, which is great. Because honestly, yeah. I feel like he's going to be an important piece in that offense.
How about this? This is the last week until February that there's not football. How does that sound?
Fucking great.
It does sound great, doesn't it?
Started to get my draft orders for my fantasy leagues.
Oh, you're getting dialed in?
A little bit, yeah.
How many fantasy leagues are you in?
Just two.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
You're a loser.
Anything more than that is too much.
Yeah, 100%. I can barely even take care of one.
Yeah, no, that's facts. Because you big league us and talk about all your gambling instead.
Yeah, make more money that way. Or lose more money that way. Ty, did you buy on a Sporacle? Were you looking for one even?
No, I wasn't.
All right, I have one more random question for Kyle while you look. Who do you think if there was one MVP in all of the MLB, would you give it to Acuna or Otani?
Shohei, 100.
I would give it to question. I would give it to Acuna.
Are you just saying that because you want me to get pissed?
No, I'm dead serious.
How would you give it to Acuna over Shohei?
Because the Braves are, I know this isn't supposed to factor into it, but the Braves are the best team in the MLB. And I don't think they would be without him. How many steals does he have?
The Braves literally won a World Series 2 years ago without Acuna.
That was a different team. They had Freeman and Dansby Swanson.
Okay, now they have Matt Olson, who's an all-star, and Orlando Arcia, who's an all-star.
Okay.
I mean, don't get me
wrong. He has 46 steals.
Yeah, Mickey Mouse stolen bases now. Everybody's got a million stolen bases.
I don't care. His batting average is .332, .409 OBP, .577 slug.
All right, how about this?
5.1 war.
That's cute.
And not even Shohei's August.
6.8.
Well, sorry, Acuna doesn't pitch.
You know, that's why Shohei's the MVP. This guy could literally do it all.
I guess.
Look at, have you seen Shohei Ohtani's Baseball Savant page? It's just everything is red.
I'm sure Acuna is the same way.
Yeah, it is. It's very close.
Not for pitching.
Just not for, yeah, there's not pitching on there. Like,
I'm going to look it up actually.
So I got one for you, but we can kind of piecemeal it if you want. It's White Sox 100 RBI seasons, and it goes back to like 1917. But if you want to just do the 2000s,
it's fine. Let's just do the 2000s.
Yeah. Sounds nailed great. It.
Let's see. Well, you're sharing your screen. I like this. We're getting frisky right now.
It's not all red, Kyle. Ohtani strikes out a lot.
Shut up.
All right. So 100 RBI seasons, for the White Sox.
Oh my God, Acuna's is insane.
Max is horny.
His average exit velocity is in the 100th percentile.
Is that good?
Yeah. He's like the number one hitter in all of baseball.
Are you?
I'm ready.
Ready.
Go. Let's go.
Can't Jose really see Abreu. The screen.
Jose Abreu. Wow.
What's the question? 100 RBI seasons? Tommy.
Got Abreu. Yeah, Tommy.
Canerco. Wow, Canerco lighting it up. Carlos Lee. Ordóñez. Oio. Maglio.
What about like Todd Frazier or Carlos Quentin?
Quentin's a good one. Yep.
2006,
Dye. Jermaine Dye.
Yeah, Jermaine Dye. Nice.
03, Canerco.
Adam Dunn.
In 03?
No, no, no. Just.
Oh, like Frank Thomas?
Yeah, the big skirt.
Jesus.
Can we just murder this with ease?
Give me 98. Complete.
Too easy.
Albert Bell.
George Bell.
No,
I have no idea who 98 would be. Is it Albert Bell's
got an E at the end. B-E-L-L-E.
All right, challenge us, please, would you?
Challenge me to 96, dude.
Fisk is in there. Carlton Fisk is in there somewhere, probably.
Mr. Fist himself.
Like Harold Baines. Robin Ventura. Ron Kittle.
Oop.
George Kittle.
Shoeless Joe Jackson. He's got to be in there somewhere.
It would be pretty impressive if
1920.
If we could get 96, and that would cover the 90s and 2000s.
I like that. Today's top hits from the 90s and 2000s.
Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't even tell you. I give up.
Danny Tartable.
No shot in hell. I've
never heard of
him. How could you not know, dude?
Danny Tartable, dude?
You haven't heard of most of these people.
The fact that we almost left off Frank Thomas, though, was a little concerning.
But we didn't.
It was close. It was very close. Do we have any final thoughts here?
Let's do one more Sporkle. No?
Yeah.
Let me find one. Filibuster for a minute, dude.
Oh, Paul Goldschmidt. There we go. Home run. Diamondbacks down 2-0. That's good for the Cubs.
That's good for the Cubs. Goldschmidt revenge game.
Okay, here's a good one. Top five Cubs hits leaders since 2000. So it's five from each year from 2000 to 2022.
Yeah. We're not going to get all those, but we could try.
Yeah.
We are not going to get all those. But we
how, that's not even possible, but yeah, let's do it.
Hit play whenever you're ready.
All right. Go ahead.
Pierre, Juan Pierre. Soriano. Lee. Ramirez. Bryant.
Rizzo. I'm letting Max cook.
Alou. Sosa. Terrio.
Let him cook.
Hayward.
Jesus. Three.
I mean, we're talking top five on the team.
Ian Happ.
Yeah, Happ. Horner.
Did you say Baez?
H-O-E. Horner. Russell, Addison Russell, Giovanni Soto, Wilson Contreras,
Fukudome, DeRosa,
yep, Grudzelanek,
fuck yeah,
No, Z-I-E.
No, 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 no. Yeah.
L-A-N-E-K. Fuck you, Kyle.
That's outrageous.
Did Todd Walker ever do it?
Nope.
Yeah, he did.
Bill Mueller?
The 2006 Cubs? What?
What Bill
Mueller?
Mueller?
I think you spelled it right, too.
2022 and 21.
Marlon Byrd, BYRD.
Yep.
Milton Bradley.
Yep.
Oh, Starlin Castro.
Ronnie Cedeno.
Matt Merton.
With a C. Let's fucking go.
Cedeno and Merton, same year.
06.
Shit.
Jeremy Burnett, Burnitz.
Nice.
Five.
Fuck.
Like Michael Barrett?
Yeah, Barrett probably. Fred McGriff. Nafy Perez.
Wow. Wow.
That was a big one. You think Cesar Torres ever did it?
I don't know. That's a good question.
IZ? Is it IZ?
Let's no. See.
I don't know how to spell his name.
Cliff. No. Jack Jones?
Yep. Fill out that 2006 card. Look at us in the mid-2000s. Just clean.
Guys, we are dialed in on that.
That's fucking awesome. 11 through 14 is rough. Try Michael Tucker.
Try Darwin Barney.
Rondell White?
No.
Yeah. 2001.
Oh, I thought you were talking about for the later. Mark Race?
Lahair. No, H-A-I-R.
L-A-H-I-R. Okay.
You think Micah Hoffpower did it? I have no idea how to spell his name.
That's we're just not gonna try that. Wellington Castillo.
Nice. Yes. That was massive.
Rizzo, Castro, Barney. I like Nate Shearholz. I don't know how to spell his name.
Chris Coughlin.
David DeJesus. How about him? Put Kim to
C-O-C-O-G-H. To Jesus. C-O-G-H-L-A-N.
Fowler?
Yeah. Jeez.
Whoops. Zobrist?
Zobrist, thank you. Wisdom.
Elmora? Jesus, 97 hits.
It's a rough year.
Hollinsworth? Schwarber?
You spelled it right. Schwarber.
The Schwarbino?
Look at this. Look at this.
Was he on there?
Yeah. Yeah, he was there once, only surprisingly. Who else would have been 2017? Daniel Murphy?
This is how you spell Shearholz. It's S-C-H-I-E-H-O-L-T-Z.
Cheer. Isn't there an R between the E and the... Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's disgusting.
Yeah, but that 2013, that team sucked.
No chance Nick Castellanos, right? Because they got him midseason.
And then you're already done with 2019. What about... Oh, like Soler, Jorge Soler.
Ooh, that was a good guess.
Luis Valbuena, RIP. He might be 2014. I don't know. But bueno.
Let's go. Dude, I think we can do this, maybe. Do Hisap Choi. Nope.
What year is it? 2017?
Girardi?
Like, who was... No. I'm thinking 2017. So who was on that team that was different? It was like Tommy La Stella. John Jay.
Try a space between... Oh, my God. John Jay.
John Jay. Wow.
All right, 21,
22 yet.
No.
21 and 22. Those are going to be tough.
It shouldn't be that hard.
21 is try Ortega. He might be for both 21 and 22.
22 and, Morel?
Yeah.
No.
Suzuki?
Yeah. Let's go.
All right, scroll up.
Kyle's filling in the cracks here.
168.
Gonzalez? Moises. Alex Gonzalez? I thought we got a Lou already. Look at Alex Gonzalez twice.
Jesus, that's not great. Let's see here. 150. Do Shane Andrews.
Who's playing center field?
Gary Matthews, senior or junior? Corey Lofton. Patterson?
Try do Lofton. Oh, wow. Corey Patterson, clean it up.
That was
one time for me, 2000 and 2001. Hill, Glenn Allen Hill.
Yeah, he had to be up there.
He's not, apparently.
Was it like Jose Hernandez or Ricky Gutierrez, one of those guys?
Delino DeShields?
Eric Young.
Yeah, Eric Young. Nice. Oh, man. You're testing the limits of my brain capacity.
Matt Stairs. Damn. Ron Coomer.
No. Coomer. COO. Yeah. Holy shit. I did not think Coomer was going to be on. I thought he was a 90s player.
No, I remember him being 01.
Fuck.
Did you try Gutierrez? I don't think that's how you spell it.
I'll search it.
It's
G-U-T-I-E-R-R. Holy shit. We're one person away.
Ricky Gutierrez. Roosevelt Brown.
Oh my God, I would have lost it if that
was. Did you do Girardi? You did Henry Rodriguez?
124 is kind of a lot of hits. Who's playing middle infield?
Augie Ojeda.
No way.
OJ. The only other guy I could think of, it's like Damon Buford. I'm not exactly sure.
B-U-F-O-R-D. Holy shit.
Let's go.
That was fucking impressive.
Damon Buford for the fucking win, dude.
The average score on this game is 59%.
I don't know if Damon Buford's impressive.
You should honestly post that quiz to Twitter and say that we just knocked that out on the podcast.
That's genius, Max.
Let us know if we could do it.
Go for it.
Love it.
All right. We all good?
Yeah, best one yet.
Best one yet, fellas.